By the time I rounded the fat bastard that called itself Daniel's Rock, my Trowbridge had already met his nemesis in the small field near the place the water ran. They'd already begun the dance, warily circling each other. Trowbridge was taller and better built. Both men gripped swords. Kay's was demonstrably longer, but Trowbridge's reach was greater. Kay held the dark in him, I sensed, and he took that quality of sewer and stealth with him wherever he went. He had rat-like features. His steps were small, tiny scuttling adjustments to Trowbridge's more graceful movements. There was only a tiny blip of light to Kay, and that came from the pouch he wore attached to his belt. Something bright glinted inside it. I wondered what it was, but the tracker chose then to make a slight swipe toward Trowbridge with his blade. The magic-scented air stirred, and I realized Kay carried a faint scent about him. He was not full Fae. As my lover circled Kay, my gaze swept the area, searching. I saw the gatekeeper squatted in the S-bend of the stream that coursed through the narrow gap of two boulders. She still wore her donut of magic, but the glittering pieces within it were sparking in distress. Magic doesn't like such close contact with water. She was sitting on Mouse's body, and if he wasn't dead yet, he soon would be, because one of her knees was pressed hard on his neck. The boy who longed to belong to a pack was unconscious, his face turned sideways, water sheeting over his nose and slack mouth. She's trying to drown him. Kay chose that moment to lunge toward Trowbridge. My mate fainted backward, one hand spread, the other balancing his sword. I skirted the men and flew to the stream that ran crooked in the lee of the big rock. As I came upon the Fae, her head snapped up, her eyes widening in surprise. As I vaulted over her, my fingers sank deep into her topknot, and her head snapped back. Together, we spiraled into the leggy brush that bordered the stream. As soon as we stopped rolling, I topped her. It was easy to get the upper hand. My manacle of magic already incapacitated her. The gatekeeper sat up and used her teeth, her pointed canines snapping at the exposed skin above the gaping neckline of my t-shirt. I felt for one of those slick, slimy stream rocks, tore it free from its anchor of pebbles and packed earth, and brought it down hard. But she jerked away, and my heat-of-the-moment death blow merely knocked her out. I dropped the stone and rolled off the gatekeeper.
Detach.
The donut of magic broke apart into a haze of agitated magic. The cloud ghosted over me as I entered the stream again. I snared Mouse's left arm and heaved him over so that his mouth was no longer filling with water. Then I dragged him from the shallow stream. He will live. We will make him live. I reached for Mary and lifted her over my head. Ralph came with her, his chain catching my chin.
Don't get in her way.
I twisted my neck and yanked them both off me, and then laid them down on the dry ground. Azrays don't like being wet either, and healing is best done skin to skin. Mouse's chest was undeveloped for his age, his skin pale and thin. I used the driest portion of my shirt to blot the wet from his flesh, then fitted the ball of Mary and Ralph into the hollow below Mouse's slight pectorals.
He needs you. I need you. Please do what you can.
Then, placing my trust in my Azrae's instincts, I pivoted back to Trowbridge and Kay. Somewhere during the 3 minutes it had taken to rescue Mouse, the balance of who was the stronger opponent had been tipped. The pouch swinging at the tracker's waist had been opened, and the contents pulled out and put to use. Kay had a net. It was as supple as the lacework of Cordelia's filigree knit sweater and hardly much larger, but it was silver. Kay swung his net of offal at my mate. Trowbridge curled his body into a comma to avoid its stinging touch. Kay pounced, lunging forward to slash his weapon across Trowbridge's leg. A line of red beaded over my mate's thigh, drew the attention of those dancing flecks of untethered magic over my head.
Magic mine, you want to do some damage?
My talent answered without hesitation, and what had been unfocused and separate quickly funneled into a single coil of magic. She floated, her body flexing, eager for my command. Kay swung again, his silver net stretched in flight. The trailing tip caught Trowbridge high on the shoulder. A rash of red blisters broke out across my mate's deltoids.
Kill?
Soon. I welcomed the flash of pressure on my nail beds as the heavy coil of my magic attached herself to my person, followed by a sudden flutter in my heart as she poured her essence into my blood. Yes, join the wolf inside me. Let us spill blood. I flicked both hands. My magic unspooled in a gleeful arc, and as she did, my wolf and I gave my Fae a mixture of commands. Kill, maim, destroy. And together, wolf, Fae, mortal me, did all three.